expert on this and not knowing where we're going to go. Maeve Sheehy joins us right now. We want to speak about the new legislation in the House. I want to talk about the retirements in the House as well, but Maeve Sheehy of Bloomberg Government, just outstanding in this. Maeve, explain a gallon of gas. I mean, the white marble of Capitol Hill. If it goes up, I get it. Everybody's bent out of shape. Is a gallon of gas gets under $3 a gallon? How does your world change?
There might be a little bit less discussion about gas prices, but other than that, we're still going to be pretty focused on aid to Israel and Ukraine over here. So, you know, we're always a little bit separated from the economic stuff going on.
I mean, the economic stuff going on, Paul, it's like if it goes up in price, everybody goes mental.
Yeah, exactly.
And it goes down, nobody's talking about it.
And who gets the blame? So, Maeve, I mean, your House, your Congress down there in Washington, I'm going to put the blame on you. They got a lot of work to do here. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, what is his view on some of these potential aid bills to Ukraine and Israel? Because these things are paramount.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's trying to figure out. So far, Johnson has sounded very open to putting these on the floor, but we've also seen some disagreements within the caucus. And right before we left for Thanksgiving, there was kind of a revolt from far-right members of his own party. And we remember with, you know, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that's actually what ended his speakership. So this is definitely going to be something that Johnson has to take into account.
So is his honeymoon over with the far-right part of the Republican Party?
Oh, yeah, his honeymoon is definitely over. And that's something that the far-right members of his party have, you know, deliberately signaled, especially right before Thanksgiving, to show that they aren't going to be keeping quiet just because they have a new speaker.
The funding to Ukraine, is the emotion here that they will run out of ammunition? We've had too many wars. We're, you know, not because of budgeting, but because of logistics. We've had people in harm's way run out of ammunition. Is Ukraine going to, quote, run out of ammunition?
That's definitely the concern, and that's what some people over here are trying to figure out. You know, a lot of members who oppose Ukraine aid also just say that they need kind of a strategy to win the war in Ukraine, you know, so they won't just give it blindly. But there's not really a sense that anybody knows exactly what will happen if this bill doesn't get passed right away.
All right, so Maeve, just give us kind of a calendar here. Where are we in the calendar? How many more weeks do they work before they've got another recess? And what has to get done? What would they like to get done? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, so right now we're in kind of the three-week sprint before Christmas. So we've got 3 weeks where lawmakers need to figure out Ukraine aid, Israel aid, a defense spending bill, for reauthorization of air travel. So a lot of things. And they're also trying to get some work on their appropriations bills done, because then when they come back in January, they've only got a couple of weeks before their first funding deadline, or else the government's going to shut down.
Okay, it's November.
So it's really tight.
It's November 28th-ish. How many more productive days do our public officials have, Maeve, in Washington? Six? 12?
It depends on whether they stay here a little bit longer, especially toward the end. There are times when lawmakers will, you know, stay and work weekends or work late nights because they are running out of time. And that's something that Chuck Schumer wrote a letter to his colleagues about, saying that they need to be prepared for late nights and weekends potentially if things don't get worked out quickly.
To circle back to where Paul was, the Speaker of the House has a far-right revolt. That's not news. But is the news going to be he's going to do a Boehner and find Democrats to move these bills forward?
Well, that's kind of the only thing that speakers have been able to do in this Congress, because there's so much division in the Republican Party. But if we remember, that's what got former Speaker Kevin McCarthy to lose his job. So it's definitely a delicate situation. But if he wants to get anything passed, he likely is going to need Democratic votes.
Maeve, on behalf of Paul Sweeney, try to work a 5-day work week somewhere in the vicinity of January 31st. You know, I mean, with the schedules on and off. She's like work from home when they're not in.
Why not? That's how they do it down there in D.C.
Maeve Sheehy, Bloomberg Government, thank you so much. Really definitive work by Ms. Sheehy and all her people.